Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Fans of Martha Wells probably already know the author is out with a new Murderbot novella called Fugitive Telemetry. The book hit the New York Times and USA Today bestseller list less than 2 weeks after publication. Readers are drawn to Wells' misanthropic but lovable hero, first introduced in the Murderbot Diaries series and follow-up novel Network Effect. The books have won a Hugo and a Nebula, two of science fiction's highest awards. Here and Now producer Emiko Tamagawa spoke with Martha Wells about her cranky creation, and she has this story.
Science fiction often portrays artificial intelligence in one of two ways. There's evil AI. Think HAL in 2001, A Space Odyssey. HAL is a computer who stops obeying orders from humans so it can kill them.
Open the pod bay doors, HAL.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Then there's good AI, like Data in Star Trek The Next Generation. The android who is overcome with wonder at the simplest of human abilities.
Harmless. How easily humans do that. I still need much practice.
Murderbot doesn't fit into either trope. This AI has a human face and shape. A layer of skin covers its mechanical and organic parts. But no sex organs. They're not necessary for its job. Murderbot is a security unit, or SEC unit, in a future where corporations dominate space exploration. Companies lease them as bodyguards. But even though they're self-aware and have emotions, SEC units aren't trusted. They're considered dangerous. Companies install governor modules to punish or kill SEC units if they step out of line. But Murderbot has a secret. It can step out of line when it wants to. But what it wants to do isn't violent.
I could have become a mass murderer after I hacked my governor module, but then I realized I could access the combined feed of entertainment channels carried on the company's satellites. It had been well over 35,000 hours or so since then, with still not much murdering, but probably, I don't know, a little under 35,000 hours of movies, serials, books, plays, and music consumed. As a heartless killing machine, I was a terrible failure.
That's Kevin Free, reading from the Audible version of All Systems Red, the first of Martha Wells' Murderbot Diaries, published by Recorded Books.
What I was going for was what an AI would actually want to do as opposed to what a human might think an AI would want to do.
And that's Martha Wells, who says Murderbot's media binging also helps it protect humans, even though it can be quite cranky when those humans are stupid and reckless.
When Murderbot gets put in these different situations of having to make plans and strategies and having to rescue people, it does tend to draw on things it's seen in the media because it's seen all that stuff in the adventure shows it watches.
Media also provides distraction for Murderbot. Years of being at humans' beck and call while also being treated like a terrifying killer have made it anxious and depressed, as well as irritable. And there is a mass murder in his past, something it only vaguely remembers, but enough to call itself Murderbot and to use entertainment as a way to cope. Murderbot shares that coping mechanism with creator Martha Wells.
I dealt with depression and anxiety all my life, and it's such an escape. It was very easy for me to imagine a being like Murderbot that has basically been mentally tortured and is in these terrible situations, finding that resource and falling into it as a way to stay sane.
Staying sane by consuming large quantities of media. Sounds a lot like pandemic binge watching. Murderbot's relatability appeals to NPR Books' Petra Mayer.
I love Murderbot for a whole lot of reasons. For one thing, it's more human than a lot of humans I know. But I think Murderbot really speaks to everyone who's ever felt like they had to hide who they were, that they had to put on a face to just survive in society. I mean, that's something that I think almost everyone can relate to in some level or another.
Martha Wells says Murderbot can teach humans a lesson in resilience.
It's been a victim. And it's been very vulnerable, and it still is to a large extent very vulnerable, but it doesn't let the things that have happened to it stop it from continuing to try to survive and continuing to basically enjoy its life.
And the rogue sec unit will continue to enjoy its life. Martha Wells has at least 3 more Murderbot books planned to follow Fugitive Telemetry. For Here and Now, I'm Emiko Tamagawa.